How's it feel? The lineup is out.
Really good, really good. It's a massive relief, actually, to be honest, to let people know who's playing and just give people a slice of what's happening down here at Worthy Farm.
You have got quite a few first-timers as well. You've got quite a few names that haven't appeared at the festival before.
Yeah, it's true, we have. And it's quite interesting because there's, like, obviously people like Disclosure and Skrillex that will be taking big headline slots for the first time as well. So there's quite a lot of, of really exciting moments, I think, to come. Obviously, getting the Pixies back is a big deal as well. They haven't played here since 1989, so that's been a long time coming.
Jack White there as well, which, funny, Jack White was one of the ones that didn't seem to be rumoured. That was quite a surprise.
I know, we managed to keep that. I don't know how that happened, but it's great. We were kind of worried because I think it's one of those things, getting Jack White was a really big deal for us. He's got a history here which goes way back, and obviously he's had some really brilliant moments here across all of the stages. So when he said he wanted to play here and he didn't want to do any other UK festivals, we were really excited, and it means a lot to us to kind of have him here. And I think having him on the big pyramid slot will be just right. He's obviously got just all the songs, and it'll be great.
I do have to ask you about the headliners, because you've got Arcade Fire, which we knew about. You've got Kasabian. This is a big deal for Kasabian, you know, headlining the main stage at Glastonbury.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really important for us to keep giving British bands that opportunity to headline here. You know, it's and Kasabian are a massive live act. They're brilliant live. They're really, really, really good. And I think, in a way, it was sort of, it would just seem sort of natural choice for us, and they're just so good live, and it's really important for us to kind of get the balance right of, you know, creating new headliners as well as having the, you know, the older classic headliners, the more obvious ones. So the balance, it's all about the balance with us, and having them kind of fills that important spot of, you know, the younger British band sort of coming through and making that transition, a bit like the Arctic Monkeys did last year.
Obviously, it's not all about the headliners. We know this about Glastonbury, but I do have to ask, because there's still a gap left. There's still a Saturday night headliner that's yet to be announced. What's the story there?
We can't give you that yet, because it's just for contractual reasons, but it'll be with you soon.
But you have got somebody booked for that slot. It's not like waiting to be filled.
Oh no! We've got it all booked. It was all confirmed a couple of weeks ago, and it's purely that we can't give it to you yet. But then, you know, the full lineup, the thousands and thousands of acts that are playing across all the hundreds of stages, will be with you in May. At that point, you know, you'll see the full lineup. This is just like 80 or 90 bands, so it's a very, you know, it's a few handpicked. Just to give you a taster.